Now, when the Lord came on earth, he performed many miracles, and some of which you have heard about recently. You probably heard how he healed the sick and the lame and the crippled, and how he gave the blind sight, or how he fed the 4,000 and 5,000 with just a few loaves of bread and a few fishes, and also how he calmed the storm and walked on the waters. So the Lord performed many great miracles, and today we heard about another miracle, which was the healing of the centurion's servant. And there's something about this miracle, something special about it, that teaches us about the Lord. Now the Lord, when he spoke to the centurion and offered to go to the centurion's house and heal the servant, the centurion asked the Lord just to say the word, and then the servant would be healed. And of course, that is exactly what happened. But as the Lord was with the centurion, he didn't ask the centurion where the servant was, because he knew that already. And so this miracle reminds us of the fact that the Lord knows everything about us. There's nothing that is hidden from him. And also, while the Lord was with the centurion and spoke to him and to his following, then at the same time, the Lord was also with the servants and healed him, which is something that reminds us that the Lord is everywhere. The Lord is with every one of us, not just the centurion and his servant, but every single one of us the Lord is with all the time. The Lord is what is also called omnipresent, that is, present everywhere. And finally also, this healing power that went out from the Lord, even though the Lord was with the centurion, he was also there with his healing power to make the servant well. And that reminds us of the fact that the Lord has all power. He has power to do everything. So these are important things this miracle reminds us of about the Lord. But another special thing about this miracle was that the centurion was there. Now, what is a centurion? A centurion was a high-ranking officer in the Roman army who had many soldiers under his command. And this centurion was in the Holy Land because Rome, the Roman Empire, had occupied the Holy Land. And so the centurion and many, many other Roman soldiers were there. And this centurion, of course, knew nothing about all the prophecies of the coming of the Lord. We don't know exactly how he had been brought up, but he was probably brought up either to worship the emperor as a god or to worship some pagan god. And yet, when he came to the Lord, he knew right away who the Lord was. He knew right away that the Lord had this great power, that he was indeed God himself come down on earth. Which is why the centurion said, just speak the word and my servant shall be healed. That is all that was needed, that the Lord had that power to go out everywhere and to do everything. So what the centurion really was saying to the Lord was, I know you are God himself, come down on earth. And now why or how could the centurion know that? And the reason for that was that the centurion had a heart that was filled with a good love. And how do we know that? Well, first of all, we know that this centurion was Even though he was an officer in command of men, he also was a very humble man. And we know that because when the Lord offered to go to the centurion's house to heal the servant, the centurion said, "I am not worthy of that." So he didn't think highly of himself. And also at the same time, the love that was in the heart of this centurion was a good love, because he was concerned about his servant. Now, most important men like the centurion, if their servant was sick or perhaps was about to die, would seem to get another servant instead. And I wouldn't worry too much about what happened to the former servant. But the centurion cared so much for his servant that he went to the Lord to ask him to heal him. In other words, the Lord loved his servant as himself. And that is why, because his heart was filled with that good love, that he was able to recognize the Lord for who he was. And that was why also the Lord could heal his servant. And so it is also with us that when we love and trust the Lord and his word, and when we love our neighbor the same way the centurion did, then that is when we obey the two great commandments, then it is that the Lord can indeed be with us always to guide us and protect us and help us in all our troubles and to heal all our faults and weaknesses and evils. It is as we also taught in the true Christian religion that love is not love without trust. Was it also taught in the Acarna Celestia that few know that faith is trust and confidence, and fewer still know that trust or confidence is from charity and is only possible with anyone who has not, is not possible with anyone who has not lived the life of charity. For trust is of the will through good, for a genuine trust is only possible with those who are in the good of charity. And so it is that when this state of love and trust rules in the internal man, then it is that the Lord can enter and heal the servant, that is, heal the external man. And he can do that no matter how dire the disorder or trouble may be, no matter how grave and deadly this spiritual disease may be. Nevertheless, the Lord will indeed enter with all his love and mercy and power and make us whole. Amen.